BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
My name is Kieran Yates and I'm a journalist and broadcaster. In these episodes of One to One, I'm speaking to people who have taught themselves new skills as an adult. As the pandemic has created periods of mental stagnation, which psychologists call languishing, it has become ever important to focus on new tasks. With that in mind, I'm interested in exploring what we can learn from each other about how confronting seemingly simple things for the first time, like leaving the house, or in my case, riding a bike, can lead to radical changes in our lives and well-being. In this programme, I'm speaking to Colin Bryan, who describes himself as a young 74-year-old, and I meet him in a community space in Romford, where he is part of a group called Ageless Teenagers, who encourage each other to keep exploring new horizons in later life. As Colin explains, he spent lockdown learning the delights of dancing and technology, where he's explored the thrill of a multi-person call and a swing of a hip. When we spoke on the phone, I think you described yourself as a young 74.
Well, we all are. That's why we're called Ageless Teenagers.
You also mentioned that one of the things that you've always been a dancer, but one of the things that you've learnt in older age or more recently was a different style of dancing.
It's entirely different to what I've been used to. I mean, I used to jive, I used to do ballroom, but then I met with this group and it was an entirely different thing because you're dancing to a different style of music, you know. It's soul line dancing, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not like cowboys stamping around. It's more of a rolly thing. It's more relaxed and, you know, you've got to see it to know what I mean, you know.
Were you a self-taught dancer?
Not initially. My sisters used to jive and they pulled me up. I don't want to. I was only eight. And once I started, I thought, great, this is great, you know.
So are there things that your body just never forgets?
Of course.
Like what?
Riding a bike for a start.
Well, I don't know much about that.
Once you learn something, you don't forget it.
So tell me a little bit about some of the other skills that you've picked up, because you mentioned you have a sort of a new burgeoning relationship with technology, don't you?
Yeah, well, I've always been lazy in respect. Do this for me, to my daughter and me. And you can do it, they say to me. When I put my mind to it, I realise I can do it, you know. So I'm able to log in on things and stuff, you know, which I never dreamed of doing. I mean, I come from the era where no one had phones. You know, if you wanted to phone someone, you went to a phone box, you know. And then you was lucky if they, on the other end, they might not have a phone. It's madness.
So you told me that your granddaughter was the person who introduced you to Alexa and phone and an iPad, right?
She introduced me to the phone. Mm-hmm. Showed me how to use it. Right, I didn't have a clue, because to me a phone is hello, goodbye and all that, finished type of thing. But I got there in the end, and then she said, now you need the iPad. So I said, what for? She said, because they go together. I went, okay. So then I go to the shop, and when they told me the price, I nearly fell over. But so we got that.
And has your granddaughter showed you other social media apps like Instagram or TikTok?
No, I haven't done that. But I have done, she said about, because you're on your own, this, that and the other, and you might get feel down or lonely or whatever. I now listen to, not all the time, but now and again I listen to to help you sleep, help you relax. What's it called?
Yes, like a meditation app.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah, and I was dead surprised because sometimes I lay there and I can't sleep, and you turn that on, and then everything else around you disappears. All you can hear is this person talking, and it's great because before you know where you are, the phone's talking to itself because you've gone.
So, Colin, have you always been a quick learner?
Not really. I mean, as a child, I had TB. Eventually, I started school, but I started school a year late. Mm. I didn't start school till I was six. And I went through school a year behind everybody. And every time, like the teacher might say, yeah, read the book. And I go, I can't read. They go, look at the pictures. There was no sort of one-to-one. So I went through schooling. I was good at woodwork, metalwork, athletic, you know, stuff like that. But anything when it involved reading, forget it, right? So I left school not knowing how to read.
Right.
Definitely not knowing how to spell. And eventually I got a job when I was about 16, and it was in a paper mill. And I used to sit there watching the felts, and every now and again I had to get up and pull the felt or turn a knob to make it, because the paper goes round and round on, you know. And this mechanic man, he came past and he threw me a book. And I thought, okay, I'll look at it, there's no bloody pictures in this. So I thought, okay. Anyhow, about half an hour later, he come back again to do what he's got to do. He said, still on the first page. He said, you can't read, can you? So I said, no. Nah. So tell you what, every time I come past, he says, show me a word. And because I could read things like it, then, the, and.
Yeah.
But not any long words.
So
it took me 6 months, and I read that book. He done me the biggest favour ever.
So you were a late starter with some of your reading, but you caught up.
Yep.
In the same way that you caught up with everything else.
That's right.
So tell me, so what have you been using over lockdown?
Facebook, Wi-Fi, Alexa.
Oh.
You just tell them what you want and you get it.
What's your most frequent command to Alexa?
It depends what I'm doing. If I'm doing housework or anything like that, I'll probably have easy listening. That is all the old stuff, yeah. But if I fancy doing a bit of practicing, I'll have reggae on, you know. You've got to have the right music for the right steps, you know what I mean? I could be cooking, I could be doing anything. If I've got music going, I can't keep still while I'm cooking. I literally can't keep still.
So you've been at home sort of relearning how to dance in a new way on your own, just you and Alexa.
Yeah. And sometimes they will do a FaceTime thing as if you're in the same room. You pick it up like that.
So your Asia's Teenagers group will do a group FaceTime
where
you're all involved.
They started doing a Zoom, and I'm not really... I haven't gone into it yet, but I've been invited to. Yeah.
So is joining a Zoom meeting the next mountain to climb?
Yeah.
And so does it feel strange, or what does it feel like to sort of be back in this classroom type environment?
It does feel strange. It feels strange in the respect that sometimes the class, I'm sometimes the oldest person there, you know, and it's really strange. But... what we used to have at the end of the dance thing, it was a sort of a like a social. You could, and I found myself teaching. I nearly said learning, because I don't say teaching. I usually say learning, and people pull me up all the time. They say, it's not learning. You teach, you don't learn, you know. But that's how I was brought up, because down the East End, that's how we used to talk. I found myself teaching some of the ladies that are from sort of Grenada or Jamaica or somewhere like that at a waltz, and it's quite good, but they pick it up really quick. It's really,
So you have a cultural dance swap.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how you use things like Facebook. Do you have a profile picture, and do you sort of type things on there, or what do you use it for, and how do you use it?
Yeah, I type stuff in there, and obviously I've got my profile pictures. I won't take my screen saver because it's me and my wife, and she's gone, and I'm not going to change it. Mm-hmm. And people say, oh, you have to change it now and again. I say, do you? I ain't.
That's wonderful. Tell me a little bit about, I guess, when you're younger, could you have imagined yourself at an older age sort of doing this kind of dancing and embracing things like new technology? And
not really, because to a certain extent, before the wife passed away, it was I actually care for my wife from 2000, because she gradually got ill and worse than that. My life revolved around looking after her. Mm. I didn't mind. I'd do it now if she was here, you know. And then I started to do the ballroom while she was still here, but it was only up the top of the road, and I'd found myself doing the ballroom, and the phone would ring. And they go, okay. They knew the score, and I was 2 minutes down the road. I'd have to go home because she needed me, you know.
Mm. Tell me a bit about the difference in approach. How did you feel when you first started compared to how you feel with it now?
Very gingerly, really. Yeah. I thought, oh, what's going on? Like, you know, it's just like another world, really. I suppose from what I'm used to, you know. But yeah, I got into it though eventually. But I didn't think I could do some of the things I can do, but now it's fine. The other day I was FaceTiming my sister, and next thing I know, there were six of us on there. I thought, I didn't know you could do that.
So when you speak to your family on FaceTime, how much has it opened up the world for you?
It has, really good. I mean, my friend who sometimes we'll start FaceTiming, usually very late at night to the early hours of the morning, and we just sit there talking like we're in the same room, you know? It's great.
I'm really interested in how you use the internet to learn other things. So do you go on YouTube and find dance steps?
I have done, yeah. I've looked and like certain dances I used to do, I wasn't 100% sure about the turns. So I've maybe Googled it or go on the apps like and watch what they do on that and then practice it, you know. I'm always using the internet, though. I'm all the stuff online, you know, rather than go to the shop, I'll have it brought in.
You know, are you worried about your screen time? You know, there's a lot that's written about sort of young people being on their phones too much, you know. Do you worry about that for yourself?
No, I'm not one to sort of be stuck on it all the time. You know, I don't like children. They tend to do everything. They play games, they're on all these different groups and... Tinder and stuff like that. I don't even understand what that means, and I don't want to know.
So, what do you think? What do you think a sort of younger teenage Colin would say to the Colin at 74 who's picking up all of these new skills in dance and technology?
They think well, a lot of the younger people think it's quite amusing that a man of my age is doing this. You know, I'll say I'll give you a race. Because I still run. I can still run.
Do you know how to ride a bike?
Of course. Everybody knows how to ride a bike.
Not everybody, Colin. I'm on my own cycling journey. By cycling journey, I mean, you know, still learning to get on a bike. But I'm more inspired now, actually, by talking to you.
Really?
Yeah. Have you got any advice for me?
Just go for it. That's just all like I can that. Say. Just go for it, yeah.
So you're saying if you can learn how to dance and use your iPad, I can learn how to ride a bike?
Easy.
Okay. I mean, I knew that, but I needed to hear it from you, Colin. What would you say to people who would find it a bit challenging? What's your advice to them in terms of just learning something new and opening up the world?
Never too old. Never too old. No. I mean, we've got people in our group, you know, I mean, we've got 90-odd-year-old and they still get up and have a little dance, you know? It's not a problem. Do what you can do. You know, you can only do what you can do. And always try to push yourself, make yourself do something different. Life's too short, and you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.